On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Representative Mark Bourne on the line, a Republican from Beaver Dam. Earlier this month, he was named co-chair of Joint Finance Committee following Representative John Nygren's resignation. The committee is charged with overseeing the budget process and the state's funding priorities. It last met 11 weeks ago. What should lawmakers prioritize in crafting the next state budget amid the pandemic? What's the most pressing issue facing your community, your family, that needs to be addressed in the budget? It's 800-642-1234. Mark Bourne represents District 39, including Horicon, Juneau, Beaver Dam, parts of Hartford. He was elected to the Assembly in 2012, served on the legislature's Budget Writing Committee since 2017. Representative Bourne, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So Assembly Speaker Robin Voss appointed you co-chair of JFC this month. Give us a framework for how you will approach the budget process, how you will approach this chairmanship.
Well, I certainly learned a lot from my good friend and former colleague, John Nygren, on the last couple of budgets. And I think for the most part, we have pretty good systems in place with how the committee works through the process. And I wouldn't expect to see a lot of differences, but certainly we'll approach it in much the same way that we have in the last two budgets that I've been there, at least. And we'll wait for the governor to put out the executive budget, and we'll certainly analyze that. We'll certainly talk with our caucus and people throughout Wisconsin through the work of our legislatures in their own districts, as well as through different ways that we reach out throughout the state on what we always called the roadshow to get public input. And then we'll craft a budget that will probably look a lot similar to what you've seen from the Republican legislature in the last few budgets, where we'll spend in priority areas and make investments in our state and our communities. We'll always look for ways to return money to the taxpayers. And we've been very focused on finding ways to improve the state's economy, the economic situation, economic growth. And I think certainly this budget, that might be one of the most important things as we come out of this national pandemic. Mm-hmm. In the next year, we're going to have to focus on how we can bring back strong economic growth to the state in general, but especially to certain sectors of our economy that have been hit really hard in this national pandemic.
Right, right. You know, the principal function of your committee is to do a detailed review of the governor's biennial budget recommendations, as you said, and then ultimately be the leader in crafting the legislature's budget bill. But you're working in an extremely acrimonious environment between Republican lawmakers and the governor. How will you build consensus? How will you improve relations to get a budget passed?
Yeah, that certainly will be one of the challenges. But I think if we look at the last cycle that we're just ending now, like you said, there were a lot of partisan bickering, acrimonious. But we still crafted a budget. We still were able to find enough compromise to get things placed into the budget that the Republican legislature wanted to see accomplished, as well as things that Governor Evers wanted to see accomplished. And we were able to get a budget done. So I think that, you know, we'll work off of that experience and try to do the same thing this time around. But, yeah, there's no doubt there's challenges. There's challenges with politics. There's challenges with a national pandemic. There's still some uncertainty on how the revenue will be. So there's challenges with every budget. This one might have some slightly different ones, but that's the job of the committee to work through those and the governor to work through those. And we'll do that.
Yeah, we're going to look at revenue here in just a moment, but I want to reintroduce you. We're talking with Mark Bourne, who represents District 39 in the State Assembly. He's the new co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. You can join in. What would you like lawmakers to prioritize in the next budget? How do you want to see the legislature and the governor come together next year? Join in at 800-642-1234. Representative, the state, the Wisconsin Policy Forum projected the state will have to account for a $373 million budget shortfall. You've said that it's too early to know with certainty what the budget will look like. What are you watching for? What other factors do you think need to be considered when there is this type of projection?
Yeah, we're always having those type of projections. There's always a wide variety of them at this point in the budget process. It's pretty early yet. We'll see, month to month, new sales tax revenue and stuff that will help us continue to project. We'll have new projections from our fiscal bureau in January, and then another set of projections later in spring when we're in the middle of the budget process that always give us a better look at what the reality is expected to be. There's a lot of unknown financial situation with the federal government at this point. You know, they're continuing to, it appears, work on another CARES package. I think there certainly will be one at some point, but exactly what that will be and what kind of money that will be for states will impact things. So there's questions out there yet. There always is at this point. The budget forecasting always gets easier the closer you get to actually completing the budget. So I don't think we'll spend too much time on a specific number that someone's projecting right now, but we'll work through the process like we usually do.
Let's take a call now. Jacob is joining us from Madison. Good morning, Jacob.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Thank you. I wondered about Foxconn and the situation that's going on with Foxconn. Scott Walker and the Republicans had set up this arrangement, and now there seem to be endless issues going on with Foxconn and what they owe the state in terms of jobs, and they're not coming through. Is the budget committee responsible at all for figuring this out and working things out so that the state isn't getting screwed?
Representative Bourne?
Sure. Yeah, I don't think there's too much role for the budget committee in it at this point, because we set it up so that the incentives had to be earned. And so if they're not earned, the state isn't out any money. And so at this point, the administration has said that Foxconn hasn't earned any of the credits. And so we're not paying any of those out. I don't think any of those are being included in the agency budget at this point for the next 2 years. So that obviously remains to be seen if they earn those, but if they're not earning those, there isn't any state cost to that. And so at this point, there really isn't any concerns from a budget perspective on that, because that's really the way it was set up in the bill, that it had to be earned. And if it's not, then there really isn't any financial investment from the state.
You mentioned state agencies have submitted their budget requests for the money they say they'll need to do their jobs. Of those agency requests, what are your priorities?
Well, I think that, the caucus priorities will probably be pretty similar to what they've been in the past. Education is always a priority. Investments in the road system, especially local roads, was a huge priority in the last budget. I think you'll see that again. Our healthcare sector is always a priority, and maybe in light of what we've been going through in the national pandemic, even more so now. So those are some of the general areas that will be focused on, I would imagine, in this upcoming budget.
Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam is the new co-chair of the State Budget Writing Committee. How would you like to see state lawmakers address COVID through legislation when they reconvene? What should a state relief package include? What do you want Representative Bourne to bear in mind while crafting the next state budget? It's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute, more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam. Earlier this month, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss installed Bourne as co-chair of the state's Budget Writing Committee. He will preside alongside State Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green, who replaced Senator Alberta Darling. She has served as co-chair since 2011, and this means the Budget Committee has two new co-chairs when the session begins next year. What does responsible budgeting mean to you? How do you want this committee to respond to the COVID crisis? It's 800-642-1234. And Representative Bourne stays with us for 10 more minutes. The Assembly Republican COVID proposal would give more power to your committee, power to transfer state funds to address COVID, power to block the vaccine distribution plan, and oversight of the federal funds that are forthcoming, perhaps, in the next stimulus bill. Why should the committee control these funds and plans?
Yeah, and I don't even know if more power is the right way to characterize it. It's actually giving us the similar oversight that we have in most other areas. I mean, we already have the ability to transfer other funds through the 1310 process. We already have oversight of most appropriations. It's just the federal COVID ones have been exempt from that at this point. So we're just trying to make it more similar to the oversight. And it's not unusual for plans to be brought before the committee for passive or active reviews either. So that's really all we're trying to do here is just make sure the legislature remains involved in these processes, and especially in the cases of where significant amounts of money are being spent on behalf of the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
The GOP members of the Assembly recently announced this plan to address the pandemic, and it includes provisions that would require state workers to go back to the office, require teachers to teach in person, restrict local government powers to limit capacity at businesses. Why do you think this is the best approach to combat the pandemic here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think, there was a couple of areas you mentioned there. I mean, for one, the education one, I think it's been nationally recognized now that it's important to have kids in the classroom learning. We've shown that they can operate safely during this national pandemic, and that's been a priority, I think, in some states, a bipartisan priority. And so I think we see more schools moving towards that, and I think that's a very reasonable approach, as well as bringing state workers back. There are a lot of businesses throughout Wisconsin that have been operating very safely following CDC guidelines, and I don't think that state government is any different. I think we can manage that as well. So really, it's just learning along the way from other governments, other businesses, schools, whatever the case might be, as we've learned more than we knew in March about COVID-19. There are ways to operate safely, and we think that that's how the state should be moving forward.
Senator Devin Lemahieu, the incoming Republican majority leader, has said he'll not reconvene this month to consider this package, with there being little chance of package. Are these bills a starting point next year? Where are we at here in addressing the pandemic?
Yeah, I think the governor put forward a plan. The Assembly Republicans put forward a plan. The Senate leadership is working on a plan. And those are all part of the discussions. And so legislative leadership has been meeting with the governor, and the staffs have been meeting, and we're working through that process. And so I think that, if you look at the governor's plan and the Assembly plan, there are a lot of areas that are exactly the same or very similar. That are starting points, and we continue to work through that process. And, back in April, we passed a comprehensive package that gave a lot of power to the executive branch to respond to the COVID crisis.
Yeah, but it's 9 months later and nothing has happened, and people are out of jobs. They are running out of money. I mean, there has been crisis implications here in Wisconsin, and no legislature coming together.
Yeah, well, the way the legislative branch works is you set up appropriations and you set up policies, and the executive has to execute those. So we put over 50 things in that package, most of which are still current. some of which are ending at the end of this year, like the federal money and some of the things that were put in that package, which is why we're discussing a new package, because it's time now when those things are expiring to do a lot of the similar things as well as some new things, because like I said, we've learned more along the way. But there was, you know, never any time now where the governor hasn't had access to resources to address these issues. They've had over $2 billion in federal money available. We put $75 million in state money in the initial package. They didn't access any of that because they had all that federal money available. We're proposing even additional resources in the current assembly plan. So those things are all in place. And like I said, now that some of them are starting to expire, it's time to do another package, and that's what we're actively working on.
We're talking with Mark Bourne, who represents District 39 in the State Assembly. He's the new co-chair of Joint Finance Committee, taking your questions on the budget crafting process, 800-642-1234. Let's go to Jim now in River Falls with a question. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. My question is, you know, in the past, when Governor Walker was the governor here, the state legislature, and he rejected federal funding for Medicare, which would have saved millions of dollars for Wisconsin taxpayers. What's going on with that at this point?
Go ahead, Representative.
Yeah, I think the caller was talking about Medicaid expansion. And so that's something that I'm sure will be discussed in this next budget as it was in the last budget. It seems like Governor Evers certainly has made it a priority. Generally speaking, the legislative leadership and legislative Republican caucus has not been interested in a massive expansion of welfare for our healthcare system. And instead, we've focused on other ways to make sure that we have everyone covered in Wisconsin. And so we have great coverage in Wisconsin by the systems that we've put in place, using the exchange and subsidies and buying down some of the costs of that the last two budgets with investments that we've made. And so, I mean, I think that'll continue to be our focus, is how do we get people access to health care and when we can, in health care in the private sector, as opposed to an expansion of the welfare program.
Jim, thanks for the call. Let's look at workforce development here with the backlog of unemployment claims since unemployment increased, spiked. How would you like to see this addressed in the next budget?
I think we're going to have to make some investments there. I mean, it would be great to see the administration start to lead on this issue. This has certainly been one of their top failures of this last year. And so far, they haven't proposed anything for improvements. There was nothing in the agency budget asking for any sort of upgrades to their systems or anything. I think it's going to be a combination of things. I think we probably will start upgrading some systems, but also there just needs to be some leadership there. I mean, it's been an epic failure so far. There's still, I believe, over 60,000 people waiting to get their unemployment insurance. It's been weeks and weeks that people have waited. And it's really been one of our top concerns, and something that we have still now, 9 months into this, really seen no leadership from the administration at all. So hopefully they're going to step up at some point. It's pretty hard to do comprehensive reforms without some partnership there, but it's something we're certainly going to focus on and push for in this legislative session and this next budget.
Well, they have done some things, right? I mean, they've staffed up considerably, added positions, hundreds of positions. They paid out over $1 million, I last checked, on overtime pay for their employees. So do you see that this agency needs to grow in order to address this crisis?
I don't know how much it needs to grow. There's certainly temporary growth, and that's something that we allowed for in the April package, and to bring in contract employees, to transfer employees. It was something that was very slow to happen, and I still am amazed how far behind they are and how many weeks it's taken for people to get help. It's something that our legislative offices have been working with people directly on throughout the process. And certainly there has been payments made, as you stated, but it's been concerning how slow they were to respond and how long it's been taking. And I think there are major problems within that system of how they operate, and some reforms are going to be needed.
Before
and
we go here,
people are changing processes. We'll see.
Before we go here, there was a letter last week you wrote objecting to reimbursing county clerks for their work doing the election recount, and this request needs to be discussed by your committee. What is the objection and status?
Yeah, members just wanted some more information, and so when we reached out to the Elections Commission trying to get more details on that, we were told that there aren't even any bills submitted yet. So we just hit the pause button, so to speak, so that we could get some more information, and we're waiting for those counties to submit their bills so we can take a look at some of the details and move forward.
Representative, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Representative Mark Bourne is a Republican from Beaver Dam. He's the new co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. We'll discuss the governor's task force on climate change report. Just came out, 55-point plan. How do you want Wisconsin to address the climate crisis? We're at 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up with the Lieutenant Governor after a news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.